Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to a new edition of Absolute Truth. Absolutely. This is the podcast powered by LWIM, and this is your host, Gio, the youth leader of said ministry, and I welcome you to this new episode of Absolute Truth. Absolutely. We only ask one thing and one thing in particular, that you were to share this, to disseminate this among your friends, your family members, and those that are needing to hear the truth in a world full of uncertainty in their search for truth. I'm pretty sure they're going to want to see truth personified, and that is Jesus Christ. And hopefully, through this series of podcasts, we are able to disseminate that truth in a world full of uncertainty. You can download these episodes and past episodes on our website, lwim.org, or by visiting our store in the iTunes store, or our page, rather, on the iTunes store. And you can find that under Absolute Truth, Absolutely, Absolute Truth. Absolutely. You know, recently I had somebody forwarded to me a link of a particular young lass, we shall call her, as was commonly employed in Old English, who is making some sort of waves through Christendom at the moment. And she is a worship leader in particular, and people assist her or attend her concerts, and they have designated her as the modern day worship leader. And notice how the emphasis is on the modern day worship leader. While I will admit that many of her songs do have very Christ-centered lyrics, and for that I do commend her, I am speaking here in particular of Carrie Jobe. And there is a video that's posted, and that particular link was forwarded to me not too long ago, about her speaking of worship or on worship. And many people that were gathered in this place were obviously there to listen to Miss Jobe bring a dissertation, to, I guess, wax poetic on worship. I guess they were expecting a definition, an explanation on what biblical worship is all about. And as I viewed this particular clip online, I was left with the impression that I got absolutely nothing from it. I received no information. As a matter of fact, it was all contrarian to what I find in the scriptures. Interestingly enough, some of the truths or maxims, whatever it is that you want to categorize them as, that she was forwarding and presenting as worship were more experiential and sensory driven above anything else. Why do I say this? Well, among some of the things that I found interesting, to say the least, was one of the things that she mentioned was the following. She said, "You have to forgive me if I pause." And I'm paraphrasing here, I'm not quoting exactly, but I think the spirit of what she said is pretty accurate. She goes on to state that among the things that were happening at that given point in time during her speech, to forgive her for maybe lapses or pauses during her presentation because she had so much that she wanted to share that she did not know where to begin, to continue, or what to end with. This, to me, showcases an extreme lack of preparation. One of the things that I find in 1 Corinthians chapter number 14 is Paul presents himself as a man who was extremely prepared as it pertained to presentation of gospel matters. We find this obviously in Acts 17 when he is called up to the Areopagus at Mars Hill, and he presents such a wonderful, such a delightful, concise, and nevertheless insightful and informative gospel preaching. He was prepared. Paul knew what he was talking about, compared to many modern-day talking heads who employ emotionalism, sentimentalism, to try to appeal to feeble-minded masses. And this is what happens in our day and age. If a person speaks the right way, in the right tones, with the right inflections, and they have the proper look on their face and the proper mannerisms, we say that is of God. But we're forgetting one crucial thing, and that is to listen to the content of the message. What can be more important than the content? I mean, we're forgetting to I guess that's part of what our society has given itself over to, non-substantive things, frivolities. The substance has been thrown out the window. Now we're looking at that which is extremely temporal, and if anything else, just vain. Presentation is key. Forgot what specific company said image is everything. It was a soft drink company. I just don't remember if it was Sprite or 7-Up. If you have that accurate information, please email me. Nevertheless, that was among the many missteps committed by Mrs. Job under the name of, or the pretense of, presentation of what worship is. She was going to define it. And then she said something that to me was probably the most offensive out of all of them, and it was the following. That we've all had experiences in Christ during worship that we don't remember what was particularly said or what occurred at that given moment, but we do remember the experience, the emotional connection we had with Jesus. And that was the icing on the cake for me as it pertained to how she perceives or understands worship to be all about. And when you look at the biblical definition of worship, adoration, being in God's presence, you're looking at praising His name. You're looking at a moment of intimacy with your Savior where you are acknowledging His glory, His greatness, His sovereignty over all creation. And furthermore, we are living in this day and age where it is being told to us that the only way to experience God is through these outbursts of emotionalism and sentimentalism. Yet Jesus tells us that wherever two are gathered in His name, He would be there. So God's presence is automatically there. But notice how everything has to be felt. We have to feel things. And I don't see anywhere in the scripture where it tells me that God ministers to my senses. That's a byproduct, if you will, on some occasions, we could say. On some occasions. Most of the time, like Paul says, for example, when someone is speaking in tongues, or when someone is prophesying, we employ our understanding. Paul always said, never turn off your mind, never turn off your discernment. It is a great gift from God that allows you to bypass deception. So, notice what she says. We don't remember what was said, what happened. How can you not remember what was said? As a matter of fact, James tells us that we should not be forgetful listeners. That's among, I guess, one of the many sins that Christians tend to overlook, being a forgetful listener. I mean, it's a horrendous thing. How can you, and it happens so much in our society, with such frequency. We listen, we hear, and when you ask, what did you learn? I don't remember. So much for employing the faculty that God has pervaded us with, which is our memory. And how can you not remember what was said or happened during that day and age? So I think that it's important for us to, I use this as a greater example, as a microcosm of sorts, to showcase some of the deception that is promulgated throughout Christendom. Now, again, I will preface this, or rather, I did preface what I said by stating that many of Carrie Job's lyrics are Christ-centered, and for that I acknowledge, and I do pay her respects, because we live in an era where Christian music has become so industrialized, so commercialized, so secularized, homogenized, where any mention of Jesus is expunged from the record in the name of more capital, in the name of making more money, in the name of the crossover. So for that, I acknowledge her and I salute her for that, because I think that's extremely important, that we do not expunge Jesus from the very thing that we should be guiding towards in His name in the first place, which is His name, His glory, His attributes. There are many other things that we could stay here for hours talking about worship. Just in the Psalms alone, what King David describes as worship and praise, and I mean, amazing. But you see, sometimes we think, and this is part of also a greater social problem, if a person enjoys some sort of fame, reputation, it must be that what they believe and what they espouse must be true. And that could not be further from the truth. Remember, Paul tells us in the word, do not be taken by persuasive words. Do not be pillared, or rather pillaged, excuse me. Do not be pillaged. Do not be taken by persuasive words. So whenever a person brings forth a message that might sound evangelical in nature, we must always check back with the scriptures to see whether or not it is accurate, biblical, if it falls in line with Christ's teachings. Otherwise, we are opening ourselves to a deception which ultimately can lead us astray and away from Jesus. So I implore the listener to make sure that the social trend that is idolatry, adoration of the person, of this cult towards personality, towards the figure, may never be inculcated in the listener's heart or mind. At the end of the day, we're all human beings, and remember that we live in a fallen world, that every single one of us is born into sin, and we're born with sin. But nevertheless, there is a Savior, and that Savior is the one that salvages us from the wrath of God and from destruction wrought about by evil. And that is the Savior that we must dedicate our lives to, and then duly worship and praise. And let us never forget that we are simply instruments. We are vessels that he employs, mere vessels that he employs to promulgate the gospel. And that in and of itself is a privilege. And if we forget this, we're capable of falling into that trap of the cult of opinion, the cult of personality. And therein lies the danger, where we begin to depart from sound doctrine, from Jesus himself, and enter into territory where idolatry is abiding. And trust me, you don't want to be there. It's a very, very dangerous place to be. That's all the time I have left for this edition of the podcast. I thank you for listening. I thank you for downloading these podcasts. I only implore that you were to share these with your friends, with your family members, so they too may know the truth in a world full of uncertainty. This has been Gio. If you have any questions or comments, please direct those to my inbox, jio@lwim.org, jio@lwim.org. Do not forget to visit our website for the latest goings-on in LWIM. You can find our webpage under lwim.org, lwim.org. Sign up for our email updates, which are regularly sent to your inbox, usually on a weekly basis. And also, I invite you to check out my personal blog, uncompromisedtruth.wordpress.com, uncompromisedtruth.wordpress.com. I am consistently posting new articles and opinion-based literary work there for your consumption, and for hopefully, and I say this with all humility, trust me, hopefully for your edification. But once again, this is Gio signing out. Thank you for listening. Thank you for downloading, and may the Lord shine his face upon you.